This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Alrighty, I will tell you, Blake said I could tell my sad story. He said he's sorry it's sad, but he always likes stories. It's not tragic exactly. But some friends from, it's sort of a vaguely interesting backstory. Some people that I knew when I lived in Massachusetts turned up in my life again. And they were going to come to the city, and I said they could stay with me, which was fine. And they did. And they had tickets to go see Hamilton, which was, they ordered them well in advance. They did not pay four figures for them, I don't think. And as a housewarming gift, because they knew that I'd seen Hamilton, and I was actually looking for the soundtrack. In fact, I said to them, look, if I give you the money, will you just buy it while you're there? And they said, oh, yeah, yeah, sorry. And they said, no, it's our pleasure. You know, you saved us a hotel. So they got me the soundtrack, and I'd been really kind of busy. And so yesterday, I sort of thought, okay, you know what? I have a little bit of time. I'm going to start listening to the soundtrack from Hamilton. And I open it up, and it's a two-disc set. There's only one disc. And it was, I mean, it was all cellophane. It was in a bag that it came in, the whole thing. And so I thought, okay, what do I do now? So I called the theater. And they said, oh, well, we don't know what to do about that. It's never happened before. Call us back. And so then I thought, well, I'll call. It's Atlantic Records. So I thought I'd call them because they're the ones who packaged it, obviously. And for them, you know, a disc is. And they kept putting me through customer service, which there's nobody there. So so I'm now trying to figure out how. I suppose what I could do is go buy another set. But it's kind of irritating because, first of all, it was a gift. And second of all, It was obviously someone else's fault. They just, I mean, these things happen. Right. You know, you get a corrupted disc or whatever. But trying to get it taken care of, good luck. So maybe I could get in touch with Lin-Manuel, except, you know, I think that he probably doesn't carry discs around in his pocket. But, and I thought, well, but I've been such a supporter of that show, although everybody's a supporter of that show. At any rate, today is not National Soundtrack You Got Gypped Day, honest. Just in my life, not everybody else's. I'll tell you one kind of cool thing. I had a woman who worked with me years ago on my newsletter, and she's a wonderful writer, and she got my voice. We write with a similar style, and so we would talk about ideas, and then she would write up rough drafts, and I would edit them and whatever, and I would write some of the articles she would write. I would give her the ideas for them, and she would write them. She's a great writer, and she became a really good friend, and she's now becoming a very successful novelist in her own right. And I'm going to get her latest book, and I've read all of her books. She started out doing young adult novels, which I just thought were charming. She did one about family, which I thought was not my favorite of her books, because it was a little edgier, and I'm sort of used to thinking of her as this really. And she is a lovely, gentle, nice person. And she's got a new one out. And I went to her book signing last night. And I had to do something ahead of time, so I got there late. And it was just such fun. It's such fun to see people that you know sort of do well and succeed. And I mean, I sort of now understand the concept of, I knew them when. And it's it's so delightful to see someone that you like and someone that's talented and somebody that's a really good person, sort of do well. So that was really fun, and I got to meet. I've known her husband for a while, and I got to meet part of his family. And I'll tell you the weirdest part that happened afterwards. It was very hot, so I was drinking a lot of water, and somebody gave me literally a half a glass of Prosecco. Okay, honest, and which I diluted with seltzer. And so I had half a glass of seltzer, but it was hot out. So everybody said, okay, we're going to go to this bar. And, you know, okay, you know, it's my friends. And so as I walk in, the bouncer says to me, didn't say to anybody else. And everybody else, some people had been drinking there for quite some time. And he said to me, your first glass is going to be water, ice water. And I said, always, but, how can you tell? And he said, it's my job to tell. And I'd had half a glass of Prosecco. So I've decided either I'm the world's cheapest drunk, which I already kind of thought I was, or that he was just giving me a hard time. It's hard to know. I don't know. I don't think bankers are particularly flirtatious, do you? I think they're pretty businesslike. But all I drank all evening was water. I mean, half a glass of Prosecco will hold me for several weeks at a time, especially when it's hot. But today is National Hammock Day. Today is National Lion's Share Day, which doesn't seem to me exactly an appropriate thing to do when it's as hot as it is. I think what we should do is play nice, kumbaya, get along. Lion's Share being from the Aesop fable. It's National Rat Catcher's Day, which actually has kind of a cool story behind it. Who's the most famous rat catcher in history? The Pied Piper of Hamelin, right? Supposedly, the legend is that, and he didn't do this on this day. He did it about a month earlier. I think it's June 26th or something. And supposedly his music rid the town. It was so magical that the rats all followed the music down to the river and drowned. And they're saying a million rats drowned. And the mayor refused to pay him after this happened. He said, no, the rats are gone. We don't care anymore. So he came back, and the issue is he came back several weeks later. So that's why it's today. This is supposedly several weeks later. And he played the same magical tune for all the children in town. And there are two versions of the story. One is that he hid them in a cave until the mayor paid up, and then they were returned. The other is they were never seen again. So I guess you can take... I mean, if you look at fairy tales, they're often really scary.
Yeah.
And there's that whole theory that sort of Maurice Sendak, you know, Where the Wild Things Are, the Alfred Hitchcock, that if you give people scary things in a controlled setting, it increases their sense of mastery of the universe. So the whole point of fairy tales is not only to teach stories and teach lessons, but to scare, to sort of and help them have children and adults scared in a controlled environment. However, I will say, I know there's the movie Lights Out, which is supposed to be one of the best scary movies ever. As I said, you know, I got invited to it, and I said, you know, how scary is it? I'm whining. Because some of the movies that I've been invited to that were supposed to be scary, I did as a favor to somebody, and I said, all right, I'll come and watch it, and I watch it through my fingers, which is not very good, you know. Ah! But some of them that are supposed to have been scary weren't scary at all, which is, you know, I was happy. I think everybody else was disappointed. So I decided to watch the trailer. The trailer kept me up all night. So I said, I'm not going to see this movie. So this is National Rat Catcher's Day, I guess, fits right into that. It's Pi Approximation Day, which I actually Googled, and they have this long, sort of tortuous poem about the fact that pi is 22 over 7, right? Which is 3.159, and then you keep going. So the point is that somebody actually did pi to like 3,000 digits or something. It never comes out even. It never comes 0.0, right? So the idea is that this is the day where it's allowed and even encouraged to approximate. Now, 22 sevenths is the sort of macro version, 3.14159, and you can go on and on from that. At one point, I knew pi to like 50 digits. That's a waste of time and brain cells as far as I'm concerned. It's also National Spoonerism Day, and for those of you, a lot of people know what spoonerisms are, which are taking a syllable from one word and putting on another, and it comes from the idea of, or from the experience of William Archibald Spooner, who was a very famous orator. He was a reverend. And it turns out he was short and he was an albino, so he wasn't physically prepossessing, but apparently he gave great speeches and he was famous for slips of the tongue. His most famous was in a wedding ceremony. He said, it's now kiss to marry to cuss the bride. Pretty cute, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
So if you guys have any spoonerisms, I don't know if we could put it up. We have puns up. Maybe we'll look at puns today as well as honesty. Puns and honesty. All right? For you, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Alright, the day in history. I mean, one of the things about day in history is it kind of reminds you that things that seem terrifying and unusual, if they've happened before, don't seem quite so terrified and unusual, right? It's kind of like when you call up your doctor and your doctor's and you say, you know, my left eyeball has just migrated into my right socket, and my nose dropped down to my chin, and my skin just turned purple. And he says, oh yeah, it's going around. You feel instantly better. So as far as I'm concerned, sort of day in history is, oh yeah, it's going around. Speaking of which, in 1706 on this day, the Acts of Union 1707 are agreed upon by commissioners from the Kingdom of England and the Kingdom of Scotland, which when passed by each country's parliament led to the creation of the Kingdom of Great Britain. So that's kind of cool, although Scotland, I think, is to this day trying to secede. And if you look right at the getting out of the European Common Market, the Brexit,
right,
that England basically was, London was in favor of, England was basically in favor of, Scotland, Ireland, and Wales were not, which tells you something. On this day in 1797, the Battle of Santa Cruz, the battle between the Spanish and the British naval forces during the French Revolutionary War, Nelson is wounded in the arm, and the arm had to be partially amputated. Remember? Admiral Nelson. So it's, I guess, a day of, I don't know, peace treaties or wars or whatever. In 1802, Emperor Jialong conquers Hanoi and unified Vietnam, which had experienced centuries of feudal warfare. I'm not sure that Americans knew the history of Vietnam when we were involved in the war. We knew that the French had been there and had not been able to, and finally withdrew without a victory. But I don't know that we understood that there had been centuries of feudal warfare. Getting involved in other people's civil wars in general are the bloodiest, right?
Right.
In 1864, the Battle of Atlanta, John Bell Hood leads an unsuccessful attack on Union troops under William Tecumseh Sherman on Bald Hill. You realize in the American Civil War, there were more casualties than every other war put together because we were both sides, right? Civil wars are awful.
Yeah.
And more people actually died of battlefield wounds rather than actually being killed in battle.
Right.
It's a terrible war. Wars are terrible. In 1894, the first ever motor race is held in France between the cities of Paris and Rouen. The fastest finisher was Jules Albert de Dion, but the official victory was awarded to Albert Lemaitre, driving his 3-horsepower petrol engine Peugeot. Well, I'm not sure why they gave the... Maybe because Peugeot... Maybe it's sort of the fix was in. I don't know. It doesn't say why. In 1916, on this day, Preparedness Day bombing in San Francisco, a bomb exploded on Market Street during a parade, killing 10 and injuring 40. Sound familiar? In 1933, on this day, Wiley Post returns to Floyd Bennett Field in New York, completing the first solo flight around the world in 7 days, 18 hours and 49 minutes. Amazing. Think about that. Think about in 1933 going around the world in a little over 7 days. In 1934, Public Enemy number 1, John Dillinger, was mortally wounded by FBI agents. Who was involved? Elliot Ness, right? In 1937, the United States Senate votes down FDR's proposal to add more justices to the Supreme Court. I vaguely remember reading about something like that. He was trying to stack the court or something. In 1942, the government became compulsory civilian gasoline rationing due to wartime demands. So that was in 1942, obviously, World War II. In 1942, the systematic deportation of Jews from the Warsaw Ghetto begins. Not a great day in history, is it? The Polish Committee of National Liberation publishes its manifesto, starting the period of communist rule in Poland in 1944. In 1946, the King David Hotel bombing in Jerusalem. I actually have walked by that. The site of the civil administration and military headquarters for Mandatory Palestine, resulting in 91 deaths. So you can see, terrorism has a horribly long history, long and bloody history. On this day in 1962, Mariner 1 flies erratically several minutes after launch and has to be destroyed. On this day in 1991, Jeffrey Dahmer was arrested in Milwaukee after police discover human remains in his apartment. Yuck. In 1992, Colombian drug lord Pablo Escobar escaped from his luxury prison, fearing extradition to the United States. There's the new movie called The Infiltrator with Bryan Cranston about not specifically this event, but specifically his infiltration of Pablo Escobar's Medellin drug cartel. On this day in 2005, Jean-Charles de Menez is killed by police, and the hunt begins for the London bombers responsible for the 7th of July bombings and the 21st of July London bombings. Do you remember anything about that? I don't.
I don't, honestly.
You know, it's one of those examples. If it doesn't happen to you, it doesn't happen. 2011, Norway is the victim of twin terror attacks. You can see that this is a ripe time of year, and this whole week has been that of terror attacks, but historic terror attacks. The bomb blast targeted government buildings in Oslo, the second massacre of a youth camp on the island of Utøya. In 2013, earthquakes in China killed 89 people and injured 500 more. On this day in 2015, 3 people died, 17 are injured, in a collision between a train and a truck that occurred in the Czech Republic. So not a great day in history. I think the moral of this story is look both ways before you cross the streets, wear your seatbelt, and go slowly. Hot weather gets people riled up in ways that that somehow cold weather doesn't. And if you're looking for some cute good news, Prince George is 3 years old today, and apparently there's some adorable new photos. Now, the question is, do rich people have cuter babies than poor people? Not necessarily, but they probably have better photographers, right? And more patient. I will tell you my favorite photography story, which is true. I lived in Boston, as many of you know, and one of the guys who ran for governor had, I think he had 13 children, either 11 or 13. He had a lot of kids. And if you look at his campaign photos, true story, the one on the far left is picking his nose. And from being from a large family, not 13, but being from a large family, what you understand is you take the picture, you take multiple pictures, and you take the one that is the best of the most number of people. Now think about it. If that's the one they chose, what was going on in the other pictures, right? I just thought that's just something for you to contemplate. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey protein powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey protein powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely. And I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, Darren. What's on your mind today?
I have another dilemma. I got over the weekend a wedding invitation. A friend of mine's getting married, and, you know, of course I got the invitation. There'll be this fabulous reception and all this kind of thing. However, they left me a little note on the bottom of the invitation saying, could I refrain from bringing one of my call girlfriends?
Go ahead.
My whole thing here
We did.
You know, I was pretty put out about this. So
Wait, Darren, let me give a little information. First of all, how old are you?
34.
Did you bring a call girl to an event?
I do it all the time.
Why?
Well, because I mostly date escorts. I've got.
Honey, that's not called dating. That's called merchandising. That's called commerce. Honey, why do you pay for escorts?
No strings attached.
Well, yeah, just MasterCard. I mean, you're 34. What do you want for yourself? Don't you want a relationship at some point?
Well, at one point I would. I got out of a really bad relationship about last summer. And, you know, it kind of really left a bad taste in my mouth because I was expecting, you know, I was expecting a lot of things and I'd really
How long were you in that relationship?
2 years.
Okay, and were you planning, why did the relationship break up?
Well, for one thing, it was distance because she was in a different state. And, you know, I was being accused of being too possessive and...
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of hard when you're 500 miles away.
Yeah. You know, okay, Darren, let me tell me what your question is to me.
Okay, the question is, I was so put out by this, I said, you know what? He's one of my best friends, but I don't think I'm even going to attend. I think what I'll do is I'll put a few $100 bills in an envelope and send them that as a wedding
You can
gift.
Say this is what the call girl would have cost, so take it. Listen, let me suggest that you can certainly do that. You never have to go to a wedding that you don't want to go to, and you're appropriate to send a gift. But let me suggest something different to you, all right?
Okay.
Let's assume for a moment that this guy is your friend, and he really wasn't trying to hurt your feelings, but he was trying, in a very not subtle, I agree with you, way, to say, Darren, you're a great guy. The problem about dating call girls is that you're going to get yourself in a rut where you're going to lose your ability to date and interact with women on any kind of normal basis. Because if you're paying somebody, they're going to be really easy to get along with, and they're going to be, it's an artificial situation. It's like paying for a friend, except presuming this is a friend with benefits. So let's for a moment, and I don't know what your friend's motive is. I don't know if it's that your golf girls have, you know, a tattoo across their forehead that says the space for rent. I don't know. You know, or maybe they're classier than, and he's just very subtle. But let's assume for a moment that the issue isn't about hurting your feelings, and the issue isn't about you bringing somebody vaguely inappropriate to a wedding. But let's assume for a moment that this is your friend who really wants to say, Darren, this is going to be the happiest day of my life. You're one of my best friends. I want to use this occasion to launch you into a different way of thinking about yourself and thinking about women, because I want for you what I'm going to have on this day, which is the love of my life. And you ain't going to find the love of your life with your MasterCard. So rather, I mean, listen, as far as I'm concerned, you can certainly decline the invitation and send a gift. But here's an opportunity, Darren, for you to kind of, with a little bit of shove from your friend, to sort of say, you know what, maybe this is really a dead end for me. Maybe it's a short-term solution to a long-term problem that's really hardening me and hardening my heart, if not other organs, against normal interaction with women. And so maybe what I need to do is write a personal ad with somebody who is within 25 miles and say, you know, need a date for a wedding, or maybe you look around and see if you have a friend at work who maybe doesn't make your heart beat incredibly fast but is a perfectly nice person. Or maybe you sort of look around and, when's the wedding?
Next month.
Okay, let's you and I have a deal with one another. Let's say for the next 2 or 3 weeks you sort of swear off call girls, and see if you can find, don't look for a mate at this moment, just look for a date for the wedding, all right? And let's just look around, what kind of work do you do?
I'm a banker.
Perfect. All right? Look around and see if there's not some cute secretary or some cute secretary who may have a sister. I just assume you didn't date somebody at work, because that's going to get you in trouble. But let's you sort of...
In trouble. I'm in a management position and...
Exactly. That I already wrote that off. You heard me saying don't date somebody at work. But
okay.
Look around and see, you know, maybe joining a sailing club or maybe joining a Great Books discretion group. I don't even mind you putting an ad in, you know, eHarmony or Match.com or Craigslist that said, you know, a guy who's kind of got his heart broken looking for a date for a wedding, not necessarily mine. But let's see if we can't launch you into a social life that's going to be healthier not only for your heart but for your bank balance. Let's do it. Call me in 2 weeks, all right?
But I certainly will.
All right, let's launch you and see. But instead of taking umbrage, let's look at this as the universe's way of saying, hey, you're a great guy. You don't want to. This isn't the way you want to run your social life. It's protective, but it's a jail cell. It's not going to get you any place. Okay?
Okay.
Talk to you in 2 weeks.
Sounds good.
And no charge. Roberta.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, Roberta. You sound full of vim and vinegar today.
Pure Fury, Joy.
Fury, all right.
I'm 49, my fiancé is 53. I'm from Buffalo, New York, and 2 weekends ago I flew out to California to meet my fiancé's family. The gathering went really well. Everything was fine until yesterday. I discovered that my fiancé's father's girlfriend, named Susie, mm-hmm. was taking photographs with a digital camera, not telling any of us, mm-hmm. and trying to catch us in candid moments, like with me, with my face stuffed with a quesadilla, every bag, every wrinkle, every ugly-looking face expression
I've
ever had.
Well, she probably wasn't trying to get you ugly. She just wanted some pictures.
Well, I would have appreciated if she had said, hey, everybody pose, or something like that.
Yeah, but Roberta, people who want to get, you know, candid flicks don't do that. They just take pictures, because the idea being that they can get actually better pictures.
Well, here's the thing. My wedding is August 9th. I don't want that woman and her camera anywhere near my wedding. And future family gatherings, I'm there to talk with the relatives and not worry about some tabloid photographer.
Well, what did you... But presumably she didn't sell them to the star.
Okay.
All right. What did she do with the photographs?
She emailed them to all the family for our albums.
All right. So you're not happy with the photographs?
No. No, I don't want to
do
more.
What you going
to
do?
Excuse me?
How old is your fiancé's father's girlfriend?
She's 69.
Great. What I would do is say, Susie Q, I'll make you a deal. Any photographs you take of me, you let me vet before I send them out, and I won't take icky photographs of you and send them around.
Okay.
And then I would treat the whole thing as a huge, big, hilarious joke. My guess is that she wasn't being wicked. She probably thinks you're the best thing since sliced bread. But I get it, that it's not much fun to have icky pictures circulated around. So I would just call her up and say, hey, listen, I'll make you a deal. And if she's 69, she's probably even more sensitive about, you know, because most of us don't feel that we're getting all that much more gorgeous as we get a little older. So I would just, but I wouldn't go to war. And what I would say, quite often at weddings, Roberta, people, the bride and the groom actually provide cameras for the guests, where everybody takes pictures, so you, because you're busy being the bride and groom, and then you have all those pictures to choose from. But I wouldn't attribute malevolent motives to her. I like that, malevolent motive. I think she just is so pleased with you, and that's what she does. And the fact that you didn't like the pictures is understandable. I mean, I agree that there are pictures that think, ah, burn those little suckers. But I just call her up and I'll say, you know what, I'll make you a deal. Let's edit the films ahead of time, and that way we'll make sure that they're only adorable pictures of both of us.
That's a great plan. Thank you so very much.
All right. You're welcome. Happy wedding.
Have a good day. Bye.
Well, and the problem has gotten much more severe if you think about it, because everybody's got a camera on their phone. So everybody's taking pictures of everything all of the time. I still think you can make deals with people that say, I won't send pictures of you out till you've seen them, and you don't send pictures of me out. The other thing to do is, I suppose, just decide that people are not going to pay that much attention or something. I was with a very famous guy and he hates the idea that people can take pictures of him all the time. And there's the sort of Justin Bieber thing, which is, I'm not taking pictures anymore, that people send terrible pictures, and they want to pose with me, and they just want to make sure that the picture of them is good. So at some point, I suppose you can just decide either to make a deal with somebody, or to carry, I suppose, a flash with you, or to go through life with a brown paper sack over your head. I'm not sure that there's an easy answer anymore. And listen, there's some terrible pictures of me around, I think. Most of them I'm dressed, which is a good idea. The only picture I have of me nude is when I was, I think, 6 weeks old. You can go to the website. Today is also, well, I'll tell you when I come back. There's another day in history that is kind of significant, that's a little more positive than the other things that were going on, right? So we've taken care of pictures and call girls all in one swell swoop. 855-993-75. That's a Spoonerism. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home.
Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Do you know who Margaret Loving was? I didn't.
Can't say I know, no.
Okay, today is the celebration of her birthday. And she was a woman who... was African-American and fell in love and married a white guy and then spent almost a decade fighting for the right to live as a family in their hometown in Virginia. Her case went all the way. She sent a letter to Robert Kennedy. They went all the way to the Supreme Court, which in 1967 reaffirmed the foundation of the right to marry. So their love story is really, if you think about it, a foundation of an awful lot of things that are going on, that should the state be able to determine who you should marry. So kind of cool, huh? I didn't actually know who she was.
I didn't realize that, you know.
I didn't either. I knew that that interracial marriage was not legal in a large part of the country. 50 years ago would have been what in 1960s. So, but I didn't know her name, and I didn't know that that's what she. And they're making a movie about it that will come out. Apparently, I think it's called. Let's see what it's called. Is it called Loving? Yeah, Loving will come out in November. So it should be interesting. Joel Edgerton plays her husband, who's a terrific actor.
Cool.
All right, so I just thought I would share that sort of interesting piece of Americana. I mean, it's bad news in that it took her almost a decade to be able to live with her husband.
Right.
And it had to go to the Supreme Court, but it was obviously a landmark decision. So, and I think good news, regardless of what you think about marriage, regardless of who you want to marry, shouldn't you be able to marry the person you want to marry, assuming that they are of age?
I mean, right.
Being able to marry a 12-year-old still makes my stomach hurt a little bit. Okay, a lot. But they're about to... that's Virginia as well. So Virginia... apparently Virginia's rule about marriages are being challenged and have been challenging. All right, speaking of which... so we saw that there was a pizza guy, a taco guy, I guess, who put up a billboard that said, "Black olives matter," as a pun... right, about Black Lives Matter.
Right.
Got a huge amount of controversy about it, but also sold a lot more tacos. So I thought we'd put up puns, because I'm one of those people, I sort of like puns. And given the fact that this is Spoonerism Day, I thought that might be an appropriate thing to do. Apparently you guys didn't get behind the pun notion, but nevertheless, let's see what people said.
Yeah, so Amber says, "This is ridiculous. People get offended over this. It's meant to be funny."
Yeah, we have... There's a new movie out, I think, called Can We Take a Joke? That looks at a whole bunch of comedians and how they've... the whole notion of what's funny and what's okay. You have to remember that Lenny Bruce got jailed. Went to prison for his sense of humor. I mean, he didn't hit anybody. He didn't shoot anybody. He didn't defame anybody. He didn't slander anybody. He just told jokes. And people decided they were obscene. And he got jailed a couple of times for it. And I think Pataki a couple of years ago actually exonerated him posthumously. He actually committed suicide. But a heroin overdose. But it looks at kind of the history of what we think is funny and we don't. Mike Birbiglia did a similar thing, talking about, have we lost our sense of humor? Have you know, what's funny and what's not funny, and who determines it? So, but the idea being that there have really been trailblazers like Lenny Bruce, who said that words will set us free. They shouldn't jail us, but they did. All right, there we go.
Yeah, and then let's see here. Genevieve says, love you all and your show. Jokes about unemployment people are not funny. They just don't work.
Well, I'm not sure that that's a joke about unemployment per se. I mean, they're not saying, you know, hire... I mean, I don't even want to get into that. I'm not willing to give an example of something that's going to be incredibly offensive, because then I become the target. But I don't think that was the point of either the original Black Lives Matter. I don't think it was about unemployment per se. And I don't think Black Olives Matter was intended to have anything to do with people who are unemployed either. But got it. Well, but another example of how easy it is to offend people.
Yeah, I think it's... From what I've heard from a lot of like comedians, I think Louis C.K. even said it. Like, it's all about reading the audience and knowing, like, when.
Yeah, but quite often you can't read the audience until it's too late.
Right. Yeah.
But you tell something and people either boo you or you get no response. You think maybe not.
Yeah.
But I mean, I've told my... Well, maybe I'll tell my favorite story. Maybe I won't, because it's going to offend somebody, I'm sure. Let's go. If we have time, I'll do it. If not, the universe will save me from being a target. Keep going.
The final one here is Kim. Now, Kim actually posted a little single-panel comic. It says, "If puns are outlawed, only outlaws will have puns." And the setting is... a baker who's driving a delivery truck for bread is getting held hostage in a stick-up from a criminal holding a loaf of bread saying, give me all your dough.
Okay. Yay. Thank you, Kim, for coming through like that. That was great. All right. I'll tell you quickly the joke about knowing your audience, because for me it's a favorite example of how talented people are in New York, because they come here for reasons that are not what they end up doing sometimes. Like, they come here to act and they end up being waiters. So I was at a very fancy restaurant on Easter a couple of years ago, and they brought out the amuse-bouche, which was a hollowed-out eggshell with homemade granola and creme fraiche and something else in it. It was clearly very labor-intensive and beautiful and delicious. And I said to the waiter, who invented this? And he never batted an eye. Don't send me emails about this. And I said, who invented it? He said, Jesus. So about 10 minutes later, people came at the next table who were very close, because it's a restaurant that's got tables very close. And he brought the amuse-bouche, and I grabbed his sleeve, and I said, tell them who invented this. He never batted an eye. He said, Edison. And that was my favorite example of somebody who read the audience, was very, you know, that he knew that it was going to be very hard to offend me and very easy to offend the other people. And I said, yeah, Thomas Alva was a true genius. Who knew he was a good cook as well? That's so awesome. It was my favorite example of just knowing your audience.
Right.
Because I've seen comedians that were bombing, and sometimes they push it, and it just gets worse and worse and worse. Mm-hmm. That they're saying, you know, this is funny. This is, you have to laugh at this. And I've seen an audience turn on people.
Yeah, or like when you see comedians play off a heckler or something like that, they're able to turn it.
Yeah, Joan Rivers. I've watched her do that because people view Joan. She had several different personas. One of which was a little bit potty mouth. And when people weren't used to that, they would sometimes be offended, and she just gave her right back to them. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size the plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.